French composer Joseph Boismatier is an unusual example of a composer who made a great deal of money from his compositions. He had no position in court, no patron, but instead obtained a royal license for the engraving of music in 1724, so he could publish his own compositions. Music theorist Jean Benjamin wrote, "Happy is he, Boismatier, whose fertile quill each month, without pain, conceives new airs at will." When asked about why he was composing so much, he would answer his critics with the same answer, "I am making money." Money that allowed him to retire in comfort on his estate in the countryside outside Paris, in the area famed for making brie cheese. The beginning of the 18th century saw a growth in chamber music as amateur music making became increasingly popular in the middle class. In response to this, Boismatier wrote much chamber music, even venturing into extraordinary combinations, including pieces for two viols, five solo flutes, sonatas for two bassoons. He also composed for instruments like the hurdy-gurdy and the musette. Besides chamber music, he wrote opera ballets and sacred music, and even found time to write a treatise on how to play the flute. But this prodigious and lucrative composing brought criticism from his contemporaries, one of whom suggested his music was more abundant than learned. Another wrote that Boismatier's reputation would have been unalloyed had he possessed the discretion to publish but a portion of his works. The truth is that Boismatier had the knack of keeping up with the musical fashions and of writing easily playable and instantly attractive music. Here is Boismatier responding to the growth of demand in flute music in France. A sonata for three flutes, the Trio Sonata in G major, opus 34, number 2. The Allegro is played here by Giuseppe Nova, Wolfgang Schutz and Rino Venizzi. Allegro from Boismatier's Sonata in G major. It was played by Giuseppe Nova, Wolfgang Schutz and Rino Venizzi. Click on the FMR website Anna's Baroque Bonbons to hear this podcast again.